Councillors, as it's 5:30, the first item of business tonight is the requirement for the appointment of a chair in the absence of Councillor Perry, who's on leave of absence. So we need a motion to appoint a chairperson for this evening's meeting.
Why doesn't the Deputy Mayor automatically chair?
The Chairman.
Funny that.
That's a standard answer. The process is that that would be a requirement under the policy, which it isn't. The policy clearly says that if the chair is not in attendance, the members of the committee will appoint a chair.
I would like to nominate Councillor Laycock if she'd like to chair.
Go on. I'm happy if nobody else wants to do it.
Well, I'll second it then.
We're on. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Infrastructure Works and Development Committee on the 17th of June. Agenda item number one, we don't have any apologies. Councillor Perry is away, has leave of absence. And I will ask, is there any declarations of interest in this part of the meeting? No, thank you. And then I need to get a mover and a seconder, is that right, Mr. General Manager, for... it's been moved by Councillor Jarman and seconded by Councillor Murphy that Councillor Laycock be appointed to chair this meeting of the Infrastructure Works and Development Committee meeting here tonight. Thank you. Oh, those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. It's 1-2, so we will move to... procedural motions. That is 3.1 on page 2, public question time. Can I have a mover that we move into that, please? We don't need it. Thank you. Okay. Questions from the public gallery. Thank you. Mr. Janney?
Thank you, Chair Laycock. My name is Douglas Janney. 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. The damage to the Armco railing at the Don River Bridge has existed for some weeks. Why has it taken so long to repair the Armco railing at the west side of the low-level bridge over the Don River?
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Mr. Williams will reply to that one. Thank you.
Through the Chair, the guardrail was damaged by a vehicle crash, obviously. Since the crash occurred, we had to obtain 3 quotes for the repair, and the contractor who was the lowest price quote hasn't been able to do the work as yet, but it's my understanding that it'll be done in July.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Second question. Some time ago, the pay-as-you-go parking next to the old Harris Scarf building has not existed. When will the road markings on Formby Road between Old Acre and Best Streets be changed to what exists?
Thank you for the question. Do we have an answer there, Mr. Williams? Thank you.
It's probably unlikely to be changed as it's still an access to the construction site for the waterfront park and potentially the hotel development as well. So heavy vehicles will need to be using that access from time to time, so it makes sense to leave it there, even though it's not a public access.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Mr. Vellacott?
Thank you.
Thanks, Acting Chair. Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. I refer to page 15 of the December 2018 discussion paper in regard to Tasmanian local government review, a copy of which I gave to the general manager prior to the meeting, if you would have that in front of you, to make things a little bit clearer. Basically, does council have a policy to firstly obtain estimates on ongoing maintenance and other costs as outlined in the local government review discussion page before expending, in some instances, tens of thousands of dollars on consultants, etc., to assess whether or not council should go ahead or take over proposed infrastructure such as the Mersey Bluff walkway?
Thank you, General Manager.
You have that in there, what I'm on about. Mm.
Through you, Madam Chair. The process, this is a review that's currently underway by the Tasmanian Government in relation to the legislative framework for local government. So the questions here are really exploring whether there needs to be some changes to that legislation, in particular the Local Government Act, into the future. So these questions were to elicit views from not only councils but the community and anybody who has an interest in local government. The work of the local government review process is ongoing and will be probably for the next 12 or 18 months with the intention, I believe, that they will be putting legislation into the Parliament sometime during 2020 or early 2021. In relation to the process that Council currently follows, we obviously will make budget decisions that accord with the direction that the Council is taking at the time. There are opportunities for review of costs and those sort of things to be built into that process, but this particular page that you've provided here certainly would indicate that if there is a view from those stakeholders who are part of this review process, that some of those issues may be strengthened, there may be more prescription within the Act in the future about how Council goes about raising its revenue and the level of community engagement, etc., that they might take during that process.
Thank you. Question two. I refer to the agenda item in regard to the stormwater problems in the CBD and ask, what is the scope of the work of upgrading the old pipes and where in particular is the path to the river from the southeast corner of Old Acre Street, or will be?
Thank you. Mr. Williams. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
The existing pipeline does a bit of a zigzag almost between that roundabout and the outlet, which is just to the south of Muscle Rock. The new pipeline alignment is in the sort of the preliminary design phase, but it's a more direct route. Having said that, it has to dodge any of the structures or features of the waterfront park as well. So without being able to describe the exact detail to you, it's roughly a straight line.
Thank you, a straight line.
Thanks, Mr. Williams.
Could I reserve a third question?
You can, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions, Mr. Janney?
Thank you. Item 4.1 of this agenda, page 7, has two tables on tenderers listed. The status for in each instance is conforming for the security patrol and the second table. From 1 to 5 on the security patrol, the difference between the lowest and the highest is a factor of 6. In the second table, it's just under 7. I find it a bit strange that all these tenders are conforming, and yet there is such a spread of tender prices. Please explain, if it's a conforming tender, how you can get such a spread.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Janney. Mr. Williams?
Through you, Chair. This was discussed during the evaluation of the five tenders, and we believe it's to do with the resourcing of the from each contractor. So, for example, for the security patrol, there's two tenderers with roughly similar prices, and then three with higher prices. We believe that the first two are able to integrate their patrols into existing patrols that they're already doing, so the incremental cost is not very high. But the next three would be, in a sense, creating a new patrol for their staff. So council would be bearing the whole cost of that patrol. Similarly, in the CCTV and intercom monitoring contract, the four lowest tenderers are significantly lower than the fifth. So we believe it, for example, Wilson Security, Golden Electronics, and the two others there have existing call centres which have capacity to accept the calls from the car park, whereas the fifth one may be providing additional staff to an existing call centre or creating a new call centre. So I believe that's where the cost lies.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Another question, Mr. Vellacott?
I note in the Advocate community pages that in an effort to encourage citizens to attend and participate, Latrobe Council informs ratepayers of when meetings are to be held. Will Council give consideration to take the opportunity to advertise, as I understand, free of charge in the community notices pages in regards to Council meetings? I'm sure Latrobe will have no objection to following their good example.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Vellacott. General Manager?
Through you, Madam Chair. The process is, at the present time, we comply with the legislation as far as advertising our meetings are concerned. We can certainly find out from the advocate as to whether there is an opportunity to put further information in there. There's usually, if it's seen that we're just trying to avoid actually paying for a paid advertisement, I would question as to whether it would be something that they will want to continue for all councils, but we can certainly make that approach and find out what the situation is. In another attempt to make sure that people are aware of when our meetings are, we do publish in our information flyer that goes out with the rates, the dates of all of our various meetings. Any meeting that is scheduled that is not a usual meeting that occurs on a set date is always advertised separately in the Advocate as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. Right, we'll move to Agenda Item 4. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you. Seconder, please. Did I hear a seconder? 4.1. Sorry. That's on the tenders. Oh, I see it's down here. Yeah, it's okay. Seconder was Gerard. Thank you. Go ahead, Peter.
Nothing further. We've discussed a bit in the questions here, so I've got nothing further to add.
Peter, would you like to repeat that, because your microphone wasn't on?
There was a fair bit of discussion on the tenders in the public questions. I've got nothing further to add to them.
Thank you.
The explanation was satisfactory.
Thank you. Councillor Innes.
Yes, Mr. Jenny covered all my questions. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Thank you. Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Agenda item 4.2, the tender report from the Merseyvale Memorial Park Children's Memorial Pavilion on page 9. Can I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Go ahead, Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Look, most of the new things that we've done out at the cemetery have been very well received. I think this is our next well-planned step. It's going to be a lovely designed area, I think very appropriate for what an emotional thing it can be, and I think that we'll do this very proud, and I'm sure that people will appreciate it. And I think at the end of the day, we're always looking at expanding these different systems that we put into place, so I think we do that very well as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Hollister?
Nothing further. It's all in the report.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? To close, Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. And I'll just point out, very nice to see Kyla's Foundation's donation has gone towards that project as well. So very nice that they've donated to the cause.
A lovely gesture. Thank you. No further speakers. I will ask all in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Agenda item 5.1, the cemetery strategy on page 12. Can I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Go ahead, Councillor Murphy.
A very detailed report. It is only there for noting, so there's not too much more to add there.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. If I might ask a question through you, if I may. Just through to Michael, probably. Pioneer Park, is that included? I can remember that there was always questions about doing other things out there, including those headstones, which are not necessarily on our property, or are the church's property out there, where the headstones are in a line, whether we ended up with a plaque with the names on them. I can remember it coming up with the special interest group quite a while ago, sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead.
There's a plaque over the old burial ground in the southeast corner of Pioneer Park, which is separate, I believe, to the headstones in the northwest corner. So it's two quite different things. We have been engaging with a group in East Devonport around the burial ground, and that's identified in the Pioneer Park Master Plan as an action to go forward with. The headstones in the northwest corner, which are indeed on the church's property, we're just looking to maintain them in a safe condition at the moment, so no restoration or anything is planned at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Are there any further speakers? No. Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Okay, 5.2 is the CBD stormwater catchment risk assessment on page 18. Could I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. A seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Go ahead, Councillor Jarman.
Look, it's all there. It's something that's necessary, and I'm sure that they know a lot more about this system than I do. I'm learning as I go, but, all very necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
Very detailed. Again, we are going to face some challenges, obviously, going forward with some significant costs. Get your tongue around that one. I think a lot of work to come.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Any further speakers? In that case, Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. 6.1 is Development and Health Services Report on page 26. Let's see. Can I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Go ahead, Councillor Murphy.
As it's there, as usual, very detailed in its response, providing us with our monthly information, so there's not much more to add.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
there's an awful lot of statutory requirements when you start to look at all the different acts that are covered under this recommendation. So I'm glad we've got professional staff to deal with it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Further questions? Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. 6.2 on page 35 is the Infrastructure and Works Report. May I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Seconded.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy. Okay, go ahead, Councillor Jarman.
Yes, thank you. There's obviously a lot of work involved in putting this report together. I'd just like to comment on the wonderful response we've had from most of the retailers down Southern Rook Street, let alone people that are utilising the area as well. And, yeah, long time waiting for it to be done. A lot of patience required from the retailers in the area. I think they've commended the communication from council as well as the project managers involved, and how well they tried to ease everybody's concerns, and it was a really good job. So well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Jarman. There is a lot of talk about the Southern Rook Street. Also, one worth noting is the installation of the dog agility area. That received quite a bit of positive response on radio this afternoon. I think it's probably a good initiative and something that we should embark on a little bit more often with, I know, a number of other service clubs within the community that could liaise where potentially we can do other similar type projects and therefore look at reducing the cost to ratepayers. So there is some potential there. And that one is a really good one. So
it's excellent. Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Further speakers? Councillor Jarman to close.
I consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. And I think that's it. Declare the meeting closed at two different times here. Yeah, 5:52. I can't see the clock up there. Meeting closed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to members of the public gallery for attending.